Here we go now.
The Savior of all, in wonderful love, came down to this world to die. The hope of believer who might pardon receive and live with him. Savior of all, in wonderful love, came down to this world to die, that all who believe might pardon, receive, and live with me ever on high.
Good. Now we've had a couple of others we've been singing. The next one is Jesus can satisfy the heart.
非常好，我们还有几个要唱的。下一个就是说，主耶稣基督呢，可以满足我们的内心。
Is into my heart and come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Don't just want you out there, I want you in here. Come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
非常好，下一个是主耶稣进入我内心，进入我内心，不要只在那里进入我内心。
Here we go, into my heart.
Into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus,
into my heart,
into my heart. Into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Norma.
Thank you,
Ben. Yes, she's in Norma.
So, last week, we studied a little bit on the subject to be born again.
上个星期我们学了一点点关于重生。
And I'm going to follow that theme for us this morning about being born again. Have you been born again?
所以今天早晨呢，我要继续跟进那个主题，就是说是重生，你有没有重生呢？
So very quickly in your Bibles to the story of Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1.
很快的，您大家翻到路加福音的第一章。
And we're going to learn about the story of the Lord Jesus. It's Christmas time almost.
所以我们要学习一点关于主耶稣基督的故事，这就是基本上快到圣诞节了。
So the story of Christmas, you'll remember it. The angel came to Mary and said, Mary, God wants you to be the mother of his son.God wants you to be Jesus' mother.
所以你们大家都记得这个故事，这个故事呢就是天使呢来到玛利亚这里告诉她说呢玛利亚神想要她的你成为她的儿子的母亲，神的儿子要在你这里降生。
And after describing the kind of person that her son would be, she says,How can it be? I've never known a man. How could I have a son if I didn't have someone to be the son's father?
所以这个里面呢，就是说是啊，玛利亚，那当时呢，跟他天使向玛利亚描述了一切的神的儿子会是什么样子，怎么出生的。以后呢，那个玛利亚听了以后呢，说我还没有出嫁，我怎么可能成为一个孩子的父亲呢？我怎么能够去怀孕呢
？So now read with me the discussion.Mary has with the angel, verse 34.
你跟我大家一起来看，就是三十四节，就是玛利亚和天使之间的这个谈话。
Luke 1:34.
路加福音三十四章第一章三十四节。
Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be? How can I have a son since I do not know a man?"
第三十四节时候，玛利亚对天使说：“我还没有认识男人，怎么有这事儿呢
？”And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One is to be born will be called the Son of God."
第三十五节说，天使回答说：“圣灵要临到你，至高者的能力要荫庇你。”因此你要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
Now, you ladies, what would you have done if you were Mary?
所以你们都是女性，如果说呢，你是玛利亚，你会怎么做
？You'd say, "Wow, that's wonderful, that's amazing."
你说哦，这个太奇妙了。
Okay, now that's the story of Mary.
这是玛利亚的故事。
But that's not the story of you or me.
但这并不是你我的故事。
That happened once to one person only.
这个只在一个人身上发生一次。
Now, turn over to the book of John, the first chapter in the book of John, just a few pages more in your Bible. John chapter 1.
你在你的圣经里呢，就是翻到约翰福音第一章，就是往后翻几页。
John chapter 1, and we're going to read a few verses together, starting in verse 11.
约翰福音第一章，我们要读几节经文，从第十一节开始读。
It says, Jesus came to his own, and his own people did not receive him.
所以第十一节说呢，主耶稣基督来到他自己的地方，自己的人倒不接待他。
That's a very sad story of the Gospels. They took Jesus, as we heard this morning, they took Jesus, put him on a cross. They didn't want to receive him.
这是一个非常悲伤的故事在圣经里面。今天早上我们读到了呢，他们呢把他钉在十字架上，他们想杀害他。
But there were some who did receive him.
但是呢，有人呢就接待了他。
And verse 12 says, But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the children of God.
第十二节说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿子。
Even to those who believe on his name.
就是那些信他名的人。
How could you become a child of God?
你怎么会可以成为神的一个孩子呢
？The Bible says you have to be born again.
圣经说呢，你必须呢重生。
When I was born first, I became a child of Mr. Summers.
我第一次呢出生的时候呢，我成为Summers 先生的孩子。
When I was born again, I became a son of God.
当我重生以后呢，我成为神的儿子。
Okay, now I learned over time to appreciate both.
所以呢，我就一直要学会呢感激两样的。
But mostly that I'm a son of God.
但是呢，最感激的就是我是神的儿子。
Now, I want you to put those two stories together in your head.
所以我要你在你的脑海里把这两个故事呢放在一起。
If you were Mary, then God would say to you, Mary, if you will believe me, I will give you a son who will be he will be God.
所以这个里面呢，就是如果你是玛利亚，玛利亚呢，就是神跟玛利亚说呢，如果你相信我，我会赐给你一个儿子，他将是神。
But these verses come to you and me, and they say, if you will believe me, you will become a child of God.
但这里读的经文呢，就是是给我们的，就是说神跟我们说呢，如果我们相信神呢，我们都会成为神的孩子。
Would you like to be, you ladies, would you like to have been the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ?
你们这些女士们，你们想成为那个主耶稣基督的母亲吗？
And you say, well, that'd be wonderful.
你说那这个太奇妙了。
Okay, but these verses don't say you get to become the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这里读的经文并没说你会成为主耶稣基督的母亲。
These verses say you get to be the daughter.You get to be the son of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这些经文告诉我们呢，你就会成为主耶稣基督的儿子和女儿。
Actually, to be a son, a daughter of the Lord Jesus Christ is almost as good as being the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ, isn't it?
所以实际上呢，你能够成为主耶稣基督的儿女，基本上呢，跟那个成为他的母亲是一样的好，是不是呢
？So Mary said that's all very well and good, Angel, but I've never known a man. I don't have. There's nobody who can be the father of this child.
所以玛利亚说呢，啊，天使，这个太好了，但是呢，我从来没认识任何男人，我不知道谁会成为这个孩子的父亲。
And the Lord, the angel said, don't you worry about that. He said, the angel of the Holy Spirit of God is going to come upon you. He will be the father, and you will miraculously become the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以天使跟他玛利亚说，玛利亚，你不要担心，因为是神的圣灵呢，会从天上降下来进入你。那么说呢，你会以一种神奇的方式呢，成为主耶稣基督的母亲。
And some people say, well,I wouldn't mind becoming the daughter of the Son of God. I wouldn't mind that, but how would that happen?
所以呢，有些人说呢，哦，那我不介意成为神的儿女。那么这个怎样可以发生呢？
How could I be born again? Mary says, how could I have a son? And you and I say, Nicodemus said, how can I be born again? That doesn't make sense. How can you be born again?
所以呢，你有的时候呢，我怎样可以重生呢？因为玛利亚说呢，我怎样可以有一个孩子呢？就像尼哥底母还有我们所有人都说，我怎样可以重生呢？
So verse 13, how could it be that you would be born again? Verse 13.
所以第十三节说呢，你怎么样可以重生呢？你怎样成为重生的呢？
You could be born as a child of God if, sorry, verse 13, they were born not by blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
所以第十三节说呢，这等人不是从血气生的，不是从肉体的意思生的，也不是从人的意思生的，而是从神生的。
So there are various ways in which people are born in life. The will of by blood, the will of the flesh, the will of man. People can organize in order to have children.
所以人生呢，可能就是以各种各样的形式出生，或者从血气生，或者说是肉体的意思生，也是人的意思生。就是说，人可以很多方式，有很多出生。
But how could you have How could you become the child of God?
你怎样可以?
You can't organize it. It would have to be of God.
你这个里面呢就是说，啊，你怎样可以成为神的孩子呢？那个这个必须由神来组织，从神来。
So just as the Holy Spirit of God came on Mary so that she could have a son who would be the Son of God, so the Holy Spirit can come on you and on me so that we can be the children of God. Miraculous birth, it's called.
所以就像是说是那个圣灵呢，可以降到玛利亚身上，这样呢，她可以怀一个孩子，称之为神的儿子。圣灵同样呢，也可以降临在你的身上，降临在我的身上，我们就以一种神奇的方式呢，成为神的孩子。So
if you were Mary and the angel came to you and said to you, would you like to be the mother of God? You would say, yes.
所以如果你是玛利亚那个天使来说，那你想成为那个就是神的母亲吗？你说我想。
And so the Holy Spirit comes to you and says, would you like to be the daughter of God, the son of God? And you say, yes.
所以那圣灵呢，在你身上就说呢，你想成为神的女儿或者神的儿子吗？你说我想。
You say, how would that happen?
你说这样怎么样发生呢？
Same way it happened for Mary is the way it happens for you.
同样的方式在玛利亚身上发生，方式在你身上也同样发生。
Mary said yes, and the Spirit of God said, all right, I'll take care of the rest, and you will have a miraculous birth.
所以玛利亚说可以，那么说呢，就是说，神说呢，我就会有一种神奇的方式呢，你就会有一个神奇的出生。
And God says, would you like to become the son, the daughter of God? You say yes.
所以你就是神跟问你们说，你想成为神的儿子女儿吗？你就说是。How
would that happen?
那这样怎样发生呢？
God says, we'll leave the details to me, but the Holy Spirit will come on you, and Jesus will be born in you, and you will be his child. You will be born again.
因为就是神说呢，让我来关注这些细节，其他的你别管。就圣灵呢会降临在你身上，就是说那你就主耶稣基督会在你里面出生，那么说那你就会成为主耶稣基督的孩子，以一种神奇的方式。Verse
12, how does this happen from your point of view?
所以第12节说，从你的观点来看，这样怎么样可以发生呢？
You and I have to receive him and believe him. That's what verse 12 says.
所以你我呢，必须接待他，相信他，这是第12节所讲的。
It says, as many as receive him, to him gave thee the power to become the children of God, even to those who believe. We receive, we believe, and we become children of God.
所以第12节说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人呢，就赐他们权柄做神的儿子。我们接待他，信他，我们就成为神的儿女。
That simple?
这个很简单吗？
Yep, same way Mary became the mother of God,
是的,
the mother of Jesus.
是的，非常简单，就是以同样的方式，像玛利亚成为那个主耶稣基督的母亲一样。
She believed what she'd been told, and she received the Holy Spirit of God.
所以她呢，就相信她被告知的，然后她接受了圣灵。
Now, toward the end of your Bible, I want you to read in the book of 1 Peter.
因为在你们就是圣经的后面，我们要你们先看呢，彼得前书。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
And you help one another find it. It's not easy to find. First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章，这并不是很容易找到，你们互相帮助一下，彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1. We're going to read verse 18.
彼得前书第一章，我们要读第18节。
This is how we become born again from God's point of view.
这就是我们怎么样可以重生，就可以重生，从神的角度来看。
Verse 18 says, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your elders, but with the precious blood of Christ.
利士巴就说呢，你们知道你们得属脱去从你们父辈遗传而来的虚妄行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，而是凭着基督的宝血。
All right, so, from your point of view, my point of view, we receive and we believe Jesus. From God's point of view, God sent him to the cross to die for us. He didn't have to pay money. We got that blessing because he died for our sins.
所以以我的观点来看呢，就是说呢，我们必须接受相信。那么从神的角度来看呢，他呢，拆下他的爱子为我们而死在十字架上，所以呢，他为我们付上了赎价。你我不用做任何事情，我们只要相信他的宝血。
All right. So how does this happen then? Verse 23.
然后再发生什么呢？第二十三节。
It says, "You've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever."
第二十三节说，你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，而是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼永存的道。
So this is the word of God. It's the Bible you've got in front of you.
所以你手上拿的这本圣经呢，就是神的话。
And this verse says that this Bible is it's like seed.
所以这节经文告诉我们说，这圣经就像种子一样。
The words of the Bible are seed. They go into you and they cause growth. They sprout and they grow.
所以这个里面呢，就是这个神的圣经，神的话，圣经呢进入你的内心，就像种子一样，他们能够生根发芽。
How do you get born again?
你怎样重生呢？
The Holy Spirit of God comes into you according to what the Bible says, and the Bible is like seed. The Spirit of God operates on it, and it grows.
所以那个就是就像圣经说的，圣灵呢会进入你里面，那么圣经呢就像种子一样，能够进入你的内心，借着圣灵呢，他们会成长。
And the result is new life. You are born again.
结果呢就是新的生命，你会重生。
You say, how's that happen?
你说这个怎么样发生呢？
Answer very simple. The same Holy Spirit that came on Mary to give birth to Jesus comes on you and me through the Bible, and it gives us new life in us. Jesus born in us.
所以这个呢非常简单，就像同样的，就是说神的圣灵呢来到玛利亚身上，让主耶稣基督出生。那么圣灵呢，通过圣经呢进入我们内心呢，让我们呢有新的生命，所以这样我们就重生了。
So on one occasion, the Lord Jesus said this.
就在一个场合，主耶稣基督这么说的。
He said, "The words that I speak to you, that you'll read right on this page, these words."
所以他说，我跟你们说的话，就像你们刚刚在这一页上读的这些话。
He said, "These words are spirit, and these words are life."
所以这些呢，就是灵，这些话是灵，这些话是生命。
So what happens if I take a little pea from a pea pod and plant it in the ground?
所以呢，如果呢，我从一个小小的那个豆子哦，然后从那里面拿出来种在地上。
Well, it grows up.And it becomes a plant, and then it becomes a pea plant, and you can eat the peas.
所以这个呢，它就会成长，成长生长出来以后呢，长成一个植物。植物呢，它是结那个豆子的，你可以吃豆子。
The words of the Bible are the same. They go down into your heart, and then they sprout, and up comes.
所以这个里面呢，就是圣经里面的，就像一个种子，它进入你的内心以后，它发了芽以后，它会变成一个。
What comes up?
长出来什么
？Jesus.
主耶稣。
You're born again.
你重生了。
You're into Jesus' family.
你进入主耶稣的大家庭。
And the character of Jesus comes up.
所以主耶稣基督的品德出来了。
Mary said, "I believe this," and the Spirit of God came on her, And she gave birth to Jesus.
所以玛利亚说呢，我相信这个，那么呢，神的圣灵降到他身上，他呢，生出了主耶稣。
In the same way, the invitation is to you and me, and we say, I believe that, I receive that, and we take it in, and it isn't so much Jesus from us, but it's Jesus in us. We are born again. Jesus is in us, and the character of Jesus is there.
所以同样的方式呢，就是说我们所有人都受到了邀请。如果我们相信主耶稣基督，接纳主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督呢，他进入我们里面，并不仅仅只是从我们里面出来，他进入我们里面以后呢，给了我们新的生命，让我们重生。
So if you wanted to understand that, what would you do?
如果你想要理解这个，你应该做什么？
You read the Bible.
你读圣经。
Now.If you have already trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, what would you do?
所以呢，如果你现在已经接受了主耶稣基督为你的个人救主的话，你应该怎么做？
What's a baby do when it's born?
当一个婴孩出生以后，他做什么？
cries and drinks milk.
Yeah, 他会哭，他会吃奶。
So what do you do?
那你应该怎么做呢？
Okay, keep reading chapter 2 now at 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2.
所以我们要来翻到彼得前书的第二章。
It says, as newborn babes, verse 2, chapter 2, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby.
所以彼得前书第二章第二节说呢，口慕话语的真乃像才生的婴孩一样，亦叫你们因此渐长。
How do you get new birth? You take the milk of the word of God, and it will give you birth if you believe it.
所以就是说你怎么能够重生呢？如果你呢，就是说是吃那个神的话语的真乃，你就会重生。那如果你相信的话。
And then if you're going to grow, you're going to read the Bible more and more and more.
如果你要成长的话，你会要越来越多的读圣经，越来越多的读。
Why do you come to a Bible study on Tuesday morning?
你为什么星期二的上午要来参加圣经学习呢？
Because you want more of the Bible.
因为你需要学到更多的关于圣经的。
The Bible's like milk.
圣经就像真奶一样。
And you'll grow by it.
你呢，就是喝了就会成长。
So you read the Bible.And that enables you to believe and receive and to have the Holy Spirit work on you. And then you keep on reading the Bible, and the Bible will give you the milk that you need to grow.
所以这个呢，就是说是如果你读圣经，读圣经呢，你接纳，你相信，那么圣灵呢就会帮助你去成长。然后呢，你继续读，你继续读那个神的话语的真理，那么圣灵呢也会帮助你成长。
So I used to think that the story of Mary was an amazing story. Imagine something like that happening.
所以我通常想的玛利亚的故事真的是一个非常神奇的故事，你很难想象这样的一个故事会发生。
But it's not such a big deal.
但这并不是一件大的事情。
God wants that from every one of us. Each of us say like Mary, Lord, I want you to bring forth new life in my life.
所以这个呢，但我在神想要这样的事情在我们每个人身上发生，就是说呢，神呢，就是说想要我们，就是接纳主，让我们从我们里面生出一个新的生命来。
We get to be born again. We get to be children of God.
我们必须重生，我们必须成为神的儿女。
Same way, Mary got to be the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以用同样的玛利亚成为我们的主耶稣基督的母亲的方式。
Well, Lord, we want to thank you. That's a good story.
所以主啊，我们也感谢您，这是一个好的故事。
And Lord, just as we say, if the angel had come to me in a situation like Mary, I probably would have said, I don't deserve this, but yes.
所以呢，主要我们也说呢，就是说是如果说是像天使来到玛利亚的这样的一个情况下对我说，我就说呢，我不配得这个，但是呢，我会说我想要。
So each of us would say the same way, Lord, I don't deserve this, but the answer is yes. If you want me to become your child, I want to become your child. I want God to be born in me.
所以主要我们就是愿我们在座的每一个人都这样去说啊，如果这样事情发生我身上，我说呢，就是说我不配得，但是呢，我想要那个神呢，在我里面出生。
We give thanks now again for your kindness and your love and for this marvelous story.
所以我们呢，要向您的那个慈爱、您的爱，还有您的就是恩典，献上感恩。
Amen.
Amen.